This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Conversations Brewing Podcast with your hosts, Divya and Ravisha, two coffee-loving best friends who dive into weekly conversations on wellness, culture, and growing into your authentic self.
As two healthcare professionals, children of immigrants, and humans always striving to learn more, they bring their unique complexities of their wellness journeys into this podcast space by sharing their stories and featuring other like-minded experts in the field.
Always with a cup of coffee in hand, humor, and never-ending authenticity, dive in with the two of them as they brew the kind of conversations that we don't have enough of, but that matter the most.
If you're someone like Ravisha who had felt in the past that, oh, I feel almost like scared to say I don't like this time of the year, I hope that this conversation can have you feeling a little bit more validated that, you know, it's normal. And I mean, the mood and weather is just, it's so crazy, the connection.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Conversations Brewing. Today, we are going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, but one of the topics Ravisha really doesn't like. So people will probably have mixed feelings about this one, but I'm curious to see how that goes. And that is about summer ending and fall starting. And I know from both sides of like experiencing it in me and Ravisha's friendship and as being a therapist, people have a lot of feelings when the weather changes and emotions and shifts in mood. And so we're going to talk all about that. Ravisha, how are you feeling about the fact that we are getting into the chillier season?
So I think I'm part of the unpopular opinion about this. I'm the type of person that is not into fall at all. I don't like pumpkin spice lattes. I don't like pumpkin spice anything.
I was going to say, you don't like pumpkin, and that's a big thing.
Yeah, that's so big. And I basically get really sad when it starts getting cold. Like, for example, in Chicago, it's been pretty chilly the past couple of days, like especially in the mornings. And I have not been in the best mood because that means that summer is officially going away. And it's funny because since I've known Divya, we've had very opposite stance on this. So I'm like how Divya said, like, I'm curious to see like what our listeners feel as well. And that's why we wanted to talk about it today as well, because it's funny how like someone like Divya like looks forward to fall and enjoys all things fall. And then for me, I almost get like very sad about it and don't really handle that transition well. So I think, yeah, we're going to kind of delve into that more today and talk about how we each feel about going into fall and like how we process the emotions, but then also like tips to get through for like the colder months. Cause like if you are in the like the East Coast or the Midwest, like those months are coming. So
they're brutal.
We're just gonna talk a little bit about that today.
One thing that actually came to mind for me as you were talking was that, you know, how this past week or two, you've been saying that it's been so hard to like get out of bed, and Ravisha's been saying she's been struggling with sleep. I mean, I imagine a lot of that is related to the weather changing too. Like it's so cold getting out of bed, and even just like the second you open your eyes, your mood and how you feel about your surroundings has such a big impact. Cause when I feel a little chilly in the morning, like I get happy. I'm like, oh my God, I get to wear a sweater today. It's chilly. And I like pop out of bed, but it's for you. I'm imagining that like when you're feeling it's chilly and it's cold, that's been adding to maybe some of your mood stuff you've been sharing with me, which I mean, I don't know if you feel comfortable sharing with the listeners too, a bit about some what's going on for you in terms of sleep and stuff like that.
Well, yeah. I basically was telling Divya this, that like, oh yeah, I've been finding myself having like a harder time getting up in the morning. And I was like, it's not that I'm not getting enough sleep or like I'm, you know, not well rested. I definitely am. But I like how Divya just said, if she feels a little chill in the air, she pops right out of bed. If I feel any chill in the air, I'm like, no, I cannot get up. I cannot face the cold. Like, I also hate being cold. I get cold really easily. And so like being, it's like one of those things for me that if I'm like feeling cold all day, like I'm just going to be miserable. It's like, I won't, like, no matter how many layers I'm wearing, I just like won't warm up. So for me, it's like the complete opposite. So yeah, like, and I do think the reason I'm sharing, we're even talking about it and sharing it, because I do think this is like a universal thing that like for some, it's like, oh yeah, you feel the crisp chill in the air and you can just immediately get up and like feel like really positive towards the day. Or you can feel that crisp air and then be like, no, I cannot get out of bed. Like, it's too cold.
Yeah. Because the weather has such a big impact on mood, like such a huge impact. We don't really realize that a lot of the time. And, you know, seasonal depression is a thing that, and I think that it just depends like the relationship we have with each month for many, many reasons. But I think it is really important to talk about because I see a lot of those things around like pumpkin spice and memes and fall and candles. And, you know, like though there's all this fun stuff for me, it doesn't necessarily mean that everybody feels that way and that it's normal.
Yeah. It's really funny too, because on Instagram as well, like, you know, we all follow like bloggers and influencers. And I swear this year, as soon as it hit September 1st, all like of these influencers were out buying like fall decor and Halloween stuff and like decorating their houses. And I was talking to my sister about this and I was like, I am not prepared for this transition to already happen. Like, and that was September 1st. Now we're nearing the end of September and I'm still not ready, but I'm like, oh, I can't believe people have already been in that mindset though for like a whole month. Like, I'm like now ready to switch my mindset. So honestly, I don't know. I really don't get the love of fall so much, but that's why we have Divya's perspective on it. Cause like she can totally talk about that.
Well, two things. One is that, sorry, I was pulling up my calendar for a sec because was yesterday the first day technically of fall?
Oh.
Second, right?
I want to say, yeah, but. Yeah,
20, or is it today? It's like between the 20th and the 22nd or 3rd.
I'm going to Google it right now.
So, I mean, it is very fitting.
Oh, it was yesterday, Thursday, September 22nd. Yeah.
So it's officially fall. Well, first day of fall. So it's officially fall. I mean, I actually really noticed that it was fall yesterday because it was so dark early. And I mean, that does have an impact too on mood. Is like, I was going to take Kobe on a walk around 7 o'clock, and usually it was still light time at 7. Like, I could take him to the dog park and stuff at that time, and it was dark. It was just like, oh my gosh, it is. We are in the season. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie, even though I really love fall, like that was kind of depressing. And so I imagine that, you know, for a lot of people that can end up being depressing. And I know at the end of this episode, we're going to talk more about tips with it and how to deal with seasonal depression and mood changes. But yeah, just to validate that experience that I'm sure like you experience.
Divya, what would you say, like, or like, how would you, like, what are your feelings when like you think about fall? Like, what do you like look forward to in the fall season?
Yeah. I like the change. I just always have liked, I don't know. I feel like this calmness with being outside too. And I think that's the nice part. I do actually really enjoy being outside and walking around and nature. Summer just gives me honestly like a lot of anxiety when I'm outside because I feel really uncomfortable. I feel hot. I get lightheaded. And I was actually noticing this more as I was learning about anxiety as a clinician, is that those are similar feelings I get when I feel anxious, is like lightheaded, nauseous, uneasy. And the heat makes me feel that way too. Like if I'm outside and it's humid, I start feeling that way. And then I start feeling anxious and it's hard for me to really be present. And, you know, that's just personally for me an experience. I know some people feel really uneasy in the heat. And so that is why I really like, don't like the summer. I don't like the humidity. I don't like the heat.
And the fall, I just feel a lot more comfortable in nature, like being outside, and I have a better relationship with it. Like I'm not waiting to be going inside because I feel I like being able to put on more layers. Like that makes me, I know for you, you get cold, but yeah, I think that it just gives me more connection to the outdoors with fall. I like that. I like the warmth of like warm drinks. And like normally, I mean, I drink a lot of iced drinks, which Ravisha knows, like I'm obsessed with iced drinks, but just the warmth. I like candles, which I know sounds very like basic in a way, but I don't know. I really like the aromatherapy aspect of it in our house. I like that warm musky scent, like that, and the leafy musky kind of scent like that. Those are my kind of scents. I'm not like super into florals. So I think just like how it smells, it feels very like deep and warm. And to me, that's like the feeling I get when thinking of it. The summer, just for me with the heat and the humidity, it feels really overwhelming. And so I don't know anyone else who struggles with anxiety and has those kind of physical symptoms, if it's associated with that, because I did read one time how the summer can be really hard for people with anxiety because it really mimics like the physiological response in the heat as people feel when they're anxious. So that was really eye-opening for me. I don't know if anybody resonates with that.
Yeah, it's actually... I'm like smiling in the camera right now only because it's really funny sometimes how opposite we are. Like as you were like talking about all of that, and I was like, and I totally get that for you. Like I understand you as a person enough to know that, yeah, that is Divya. Like she's into that. Like I do know that, like, and I like acknowledge that, like, the heat and everything for you is like too much, or like, you know, when you're out and about in the heat, like you just like don't feel the best. And that's funny because like it's like the opposite for me. Like I like being out and about in the heat, and that's when I thrive the best. Like that's when I want to be outdoors the most. And like, again, like even though Divya and I are best friends, like it's things like that can make us be like so different, and you wouldn't think that, you know.
Yeah. Whenever we're together, like in the fall time, I'm so excited that I'm like, oh my gosh, it's fall and it's going to be cool. And Ravisha's like, oh, can we stay inside? It's going to be so cold. And for me in the summer, I want to stay inside. Definitely my step count. It's so funny. My step count is significantly lower in the summer than it is the fall, which you would think it would be different. Like people in the summer like to be more out and about, but even on walks with Kobe, like more than 20 minutes, I just cannot handle it. It's too hot. I'm too humid. And Ravisha actually visited New York this summer in July. And oh my God, that day was so hot.
It was so hot. Yeah.
So hot. I was just like melting. I was outside and was like, this is miserable. I wish that my head was stuffed inside a freezer right now. Like this is terrible. And I look at Ravisha and she's like just sitting in she was there first, and she was sitting on this, on these steps, like on her phone, but she just like looked fine. She was just thriving and okay. And I walk up to her and I'm like, and she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, no, I hate this.
Yeah. And again, like I was out that whole day, like in New York, like out and about, I was drenched in sweat. Right. But that didn't like bother me at all. Like, for me, I was like, I was having the best day. Like I was out, I was walking around, I was doing all the things, and like the heat's not going to keep me inside. Like it's like the opposite. Like the heat makes me stay outside. And I even noticed this summer as well, like I was going on a lot more walks and wanted to be outside way more, like in the summer, like, and so I would find any opportunity to do so. And I don't have that mentality at all. Like now that we are like transitioning into the colder months. So I think like we both wanted to share these different perspectives for that reason, because I feel like it's like so different for everyone. And like for a long time, like I thought I like couldn't share my dislike for fall because like no one would get it, because so many people are into like the pumpkin patches, the apple picking, like the pumpkin spice of it all. And I'm just so opposite of that. So that's why like we wanted to share like our, I guess, like our emotional feelings towards it. Like for me, it's like an actual sadness that summer's ending. Like I feel like, man, like the summer months are gone, and like and don't get me wrong, like, I love Christmas time. I love, like, the holidays, like, Thanksgiving. But, like, up until then, like, I'm, like, feeling, like, so blah because my mood is so closely correlated with the weather. I'm that type of person where, like, I need sunshine. I need warm weather to, like, really feel content. And if it's, like, cold and gross out and, you know, rainy, like, then I, like, my mood then also is, like, more down. So that's why for me, like, I think I'm, like, more sensitive to, like, the weather in that way. And, like, yeah, there's definitely ways to, like, combat that. And, you know, like Divya said, we'll talk about those tips, but it's, like, really, it's really hard for me to, like, get into that fall mode.
Yeah. One thing I was just thinking about fall too, in terms of sadness, is like we're in a different stage of life now because we're adults and we have jobs and all. But I remember that the months of like September would be so overwhelming when we were younger because that's a lot of newness, right? You're like starting a new year. There's a lot of like turning, like literally, like, I mean, I know it's like literally and figuratively, like turning a leaf over of a lot of new stuff. And we don't experience it as much in the working world, but you know, those months are really emotional, like September, October, November, and they come with, even the holidays, they can be really exciting, but the holidays can also be really like emotionally overwhelming when it comes to spending time with family. So, you know, definitely a lot can be tied into it. For you, what would you say leads to some of the sadness when it comes to the colder months?
I think it's like the excitement, like, for me, like, there's excitement all throughout summer. Like, there's, like, just a lot more going on, I feel like, with plans and, like, trips and stuff because, you know, a lot more people are taking vacations in the summer. And then, yeah, I do think it's, like, kind of closely correlated to, like, when we did have school starting. And then in the fall, it would just kind of be, like, all about that. Like, oh, all the fun stops almost. Yeah. Like, I just... Yeah, it's like, I don't know why, because obviously I'm an adult now and I can like do what I would like to do, but I do kind of feel like, oh, time to lock it in, you know, try like focus on like your stuff now because, you know, the summer months are over. Like that's kind of like what I feel.
Yeah. Still. Well, that makes a lot of sense because it's like, you know, you experienced that for how many years? Like almost like 22 years when we're in school to grade, like, you know, grade school to college when the summer ending end up being like, oh, grind time. So, yeah, that, I mean, I think that makes a lot of sense that that ends up coming up for you.
For you though, like you don't have a sadness associated with it. So like, how do you feel like your mood compares to like the summer months?
Well, the funny thing was when you were talking about all the busyness of the summer months, I was having such a different reaction. Like, don't get me wrong. I love plans and I love seeing my friends, but like, the fast and the busyness of the summer for me is very overwhelming. And I think that the more I've gotten into my adultness, I'm realizing that I'm just not a person who is like really thrives in that. I really like my weekends at home. I like at least having one weekend in between travel weekends. Like I know for Ravisha, yeah, a lot of it was wedding related. She's in a lot of wedding parties. So it's like, you can't really control that, but some months she was literally on a plane every single weekend traveling. And in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, that would just throw my schedule off so much. Like I can't do that. I'm realizing that like I used to think, and I would say I still am an extrovert in ways, but I'm definitely more of a homebody than I was when I was younger. And I think that maybe you could attest to that too. And watching me just like grow up and really understand what I need.
Yeah.
So for me, I like that about the fall. The summer is really busy and I think it's filled with a lot of obligations. And again, I'm not saying it in a way that I don't enjoy those obligations. Like in the moment, I really have fun, but I think the anticipation through the like weeks
planning of those.
Yeah. The planning and the anticipatory anxiety, like that is what is really overwhelming. And the summer is filled with a lot of that. So that's for me what can also lead into just feeling anxious over the summer. Just always the next thing. Like we're always thinking about like, oh, what's the next thing I have to do? What's the next thing? And in these colder months, we experience that a little less.
Yeah, that's true. And like for you, like you like being more of a homebody. And then for me, like I actually don't know, Debbie, how would you describe me as? Because I'm trying to like I'm not really extroverted that much. Like but I'm also like not totally a homebody. So I feel like I'm in the middle where like I kind of need a little bit of both. So I don't know. Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't, like, I do love my weekends at home and like relaxing, but then I also then like the next weekend will like be craving to have like plans.
Yeah, I'm doing some. It's funny. I've actually thought about this before with the both of us in settings, like social settings. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of opposite in ways. And like, let me know if you're thinking differently, but how I have interpreted it is that you definitely go out more and have more social plans. But I think when you're in the social plans, you not saying like you're super not, you're like a little more introverted. You're like an extroverted introvert, honestly. Like, yeah, you're not like kind of like, I think, leading everything in ways. I don't do as many plans, but when I do, I notice that plans are created. Like, I'm leading them. I made the reservations. I'm like kind of the center of some, not like center, not in a way that's like, you know, oh my God, it's about me, but I really am involved. Like, with even when my friends plan something and I go, I'm like, I really want to be involved. I really want to help. Like,
yeah,
I want to help everyone. Like, okay, let's figure out what outfits we're wearing. Let's have fun. And I really make it a whole thing. But the thing is, I do that once a month. You can't do that every week.
So right. Like, you put like your 110% effort into like each of your plans. And like, for me, like, I, not that I don't, but it's like different. Like, I do control some plans, but I don't control all of them. And like, I'm like the type of person that can take a backseat on some things, and like, you can't. And like, and we're just saying this because like, we know each other so well that we're able mm-hmm. to kind of like put that out there and like say that, because like, we've seen each other in social settings, but like, for everyone, it's like different, I think, too.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's a really good way of putting it, because we all have like these energy levels and batteries. And I mean, you allocate it in a different way through a lot of different, you know, like through your weekends. But for me, I just need that recharging time. And it's also so interesting as we've gotten older that I've realized, for me, with my social plans, and it actually makes me feel a little validated that my other friends who at least are therapists kind of feel the similar way, is that during the week, we spend so much time talking to people and being really intertwined in people's lives. And just like, some weekends, I love my friends to death, but I don't want to sit and talk to them. I just want to sit in silence, you know, or like watch a TV show. And even with Raj, sometimes like when, and it's deep conversation, right? Like, more like surface level, like, oh my gosh, let's talk about, you know, how things are going. How's your love life? But like, really deep things can be overwhelming at times. And, you know, even with Raj sometimes, like after a long work day, when he's like, oh, I'm really having this like emotionally draining situation with my boss or something, and I need to talk about ways that I can talk to them, and like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm sometimes like, can we please resume this conversation in 2 hours? Like, it's a lot. So I think that my social battery has also gotten really different as I've gotten into the clinical world a bit more.
Oh, 100%. For people that don't know, like, Divya has like 5 to 6 sessions per day or even more. And if you think about that, like, she, like, for 6 to 8 hours a day is hearing about other people's issues and problems. So like, yeah, I can totally sympathize with that. Like, it's not only that you have to take care of yourself, but like, you know, as a therapist, you are like 100% in it mm-hmm. With their clients and stuff. And like, you can't just like not be in those sessions. Right. And so that's why it makes sense for you to want to, like, when you say like, oh, the summer months give me, you know, a lot of anxiety because of like the plans that like need to be like basically had, right? Because like, you're waiting all of winter to then be like out and about almost. Yeah. And yeah, I can totally see that. And I think too that maybe we don't like express this enough, but like, it's okay. Like, it's okay if like you don't want to be part of like plan, like your friend's plans mm-hmm. as much, because you feel like you need to like recharge yourself. And like, I think it's like really for both of us, we experienced this, like, it's, and we've said this before, but it's really hard for us to say no to mm-hmm. things. And like, I think I want to just kind of push that a little bit more, because like, I need to tell myself that too. Like, if you feel like you need to like recharge yourself like mentally because it's been a long week with other things going on, like, saying no is like the best thing that you can do for yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I've also noticed that when I say no and I don't show up as like, I don't go to every single
events and hang out, but I feel like I've been a much better friend to the people I am friends with because I'm taking care of myself. Even though I don't hang out with people constantly, I have more energy. Like I've saved more of my mental and emotional energy to be able to be present with other people that I think I've been a more present person in life with like myself and with my friends. And I feel more connected to a lot of my friends, which is kind of funny because you would think that when you say no and take some steps back, that that would maybe like ruin friendships. But mm-hmm. I would say that that for me at least hasn't, but I really appreciate you sharing that people can say no, because I think that if it's someone like me, right, who's like, oh, I'm really overwhelmed in the summer because there's too many plans, like that's a really good reminder, because I don't say everybody because I don't speak for everyone, but a lot of people we know at least have really busy summers. So it's been a crazy summer, I think, especially after COVID, mm-hmm. not like COVID's ended, but you know, last summer and this summer have been so filled with plans that that is a really needed reminder.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like you and I right now are like now finally getting our footing back mm-hmm. with our normal like scheduled programs, you know, like trying to like normalize more of like our day to days. Like honestly, the last 2 weeks or even three were like the first full weeks of work that I've had in a while, because like, mm-hmm. you know, I was like taking like days off here and there for like things going on in the summer. And I was like, wow, it's really hard to work 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Like get back into that. And like, and going into work too, I was like, oh my, I can't believe I like barely did that this summer.
I know. It's like crazy to think. I mean, now is the time that definitely people get in the grind of things for work, which is why I think a lot of people also don't like summer because they can take the time off. And but in the winter, it's more like deadlines, deliverables, end of year stuff. So it's just like, I think it depends also on so many things of like your life, like what kind of job you have, what are your responsibilities, especially if you're a parent, maybe probably the time of the year is overwhelming because you're starting school and stuff like that. You know, like talk to me and how many ever years if I have kids, I don't know how much I'm going to like the fall anymore.
I know. Could you imagine? Because like as a parent, like, so like your schedule is changing, but then if you have kids, like mm-hmm. they're back to school and then like activities start up again. And then, you know, it's not only have to balance your schedule, but like your kids' schedule as well. And that just seems so overwhelming to me.
I know. It sounds so overwhelming. Like, honestly, any listeners who are doing that, props to you, because schedules can get so crazy. I mean, for some people, maybe their schedules ramp up in the fall and they like that. And like maybe for some people, they don't like that. It's just so much to do with the personality. And, you know, if you're someone like Ravisha who had felt in the past that, oh, I feel almost like scared to say I don't like this time of the year, I hope that this conversation can have you feeling a little bit more validated that, you know, it's normal. And I mean, the mood and weather is just it's so crazy. The connection, like, have you heard about light therapy? I remember I recommended that to you. I told Ravisha about light therapy because it's actually something so many people benefit from, because the lack of sunlight and just like the darkness of the winter and the fall can really, you know, lead to people feeling so depressed. So it's like, it's seriously like a light that you sit in front of, and a lot of people really benefit from their mood. So that's one
thing. Yeah. This is like a PSA to everyone that like get your vitamin D levels checked.
Oh, yeah.
Believe it or not, especially people of color tend to like have low vitamin D, like as like the colder months come, and low vitamin D affects your mood severely. Yeah. And so if you feel like you are more irritable or like feeling more down or like, you know, unable to really like figure out why, like definitely get your vitamin D levels checked. And like and then also what Divya just said, like the light therapy helps a lot to help with your mood and increase the vitamin D.
Yeah, that's such a good point, because I had vitamin D deficiency actually like 2 or 3 times around the winter.
I have it every year, every winter. Like, yeah,
it's so hard. And even like Raj ended up having it, like a lot of people I know has had a vitamin D deficiencies. So yeah, that's a really important PSA. I appreciate you bringing that up.
Yeah. And like, I think it's because people don't realize that like how much we are kept inside, especially like once it gets cold, like you're not like, you're not like willingly going out and spending like more time outside, and like the sun doesn't come out as much as well. So it's like a completely different time. Like that also brings me to the point where like, this is when like self-care is like also really important as well. And like finding time for yourself, and like, you know, we talked about previously, like it can be mental, emotional or like physical things that like help with your self-care. And so like, if you're someone like me that has like a hard time like transitioning into colder months, like I know that I'm gonna like think more about my self-care like in this transition time. And like one of those things is like finding more time to like work out right now is like a thing for me to like for my self-care, because I'm one of those people that as soon as it starts getting cold out, it's like harder for me to go out and like go to my like classes. So I'm gonna try to like be better about that.
Exactly. Yeah. And finding ways to motivate yourself to do things. And I think another thing that can be important is like finding what you like about the season. And even if that's different than what other people like it's okay if Ravisha's not super into like pumpkin spice or anything, you know, what is, I guess, notoriously known for fall, but to think about, you know, what comes up for you that could be exciting.
Yeah, exactly. And I just want to share like a little more like research we did with like the tips, but one of the things that like is really important is to not to disconnect from your emotions about the change of season. So a lot of the times, and I also have been guilty of that, is like kind of disassociating my emotions with like fall and like I'm not really like dealing with it. And so like that could be like, oh, like completely ignoring that the seasons are changing. Like, I don't recommend doing that. Like, sit with how you're feeling, like whether it's positive or like not so positive. Like, I think it's really important for us to sometimes like sit back and reflect on how we're feeling and how our body's responding. So for example, like we've mentioned in the beginning of the episode, I've been having a harder time getting up in the morning because, you know, the weather is shifting. And honestly, a couple of years ago, if like you told me like that the reason why is because like, oh, I'm having a hard time with the transition, I'd be like, no way, that's not the reason. But I've reflected on it and I've able to like listen to my body, and I realized, oh yeah, I'm having a hard time getting up. It's because I'm feeling sad that summer's ending. And so with that, I've been kind of talking about, like I talk to Divi about it like every day. But yeah, like find ways to like really listen to your body and like listen to ways that you cannot disconnect. And like for Divya, like how would you say that, or like give another advice tip on how to just not disconnect from your emotions?
Yeah. I mean, definitely, using your support systems, like how Ravisha had shared that, you know, we talk, if you have a therapist, talking to a therapist, if you're able to do that. And, you know, just having an outlet for just processing some of the stuff that's coming up. Cause even if we don't externalize our emotions, they're still going to be there. Like emotions just don't go away. So being able to accept them, move through them versus just pushing them down. If you push them down, they're only going to get stronger. So really taking the time to slow down, pause, reflect. And I think that that can be a good opportunity. I mean, I know that it can be hard also. There's a flip side of it for people, but in the summer, I think we can be so busy and always doing things that it keeps us farther away from what our body and our mind needs. Cause we're just like, we're, you know, doing things at a million miles a minute. But then the fall can be an opportunity to almost reset, like to really tune into what are your needs, set some intentions. And so, you know, even if it's hard to slow down, to practice doing that a little bit more and, yeah, coming up with what you need, what your mind needs, what your body needs, how to rejuvenate, how to reboot after the summer, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And then we've talked about getting that vitamin D, making sure that you're getting either like that light therapy, or maybe if you find yourself that you've just been sitting in the house all day, if you like work from home, maybe like find some time to like at least step out for like 10 to 15 minutes, you know, be outside for a little bit. I think that really helps and it like really elevates our mood. And then also sometimes you can like shift your basis in comparison. And what like that means is not to like be like, oh yeah, it's going to get colder and so it's going to even get worse, but more think of it in a positive way. Like, that's what I'm kind of doing right now. Like, even though like the temperature has dropped a little bit here, it's not like 20 degrees how it will be, like, you know, in the colder months. So I'm just thinking, like, I'm feeling colder right now, but it's fine. I can at least spend more time outside right now. Like, that doesn't mean I have to like stay trapped inside because it's getting colder. Like, I can be outside, but because it's only going to get colder. So like that kind of like shifting in comparison, like, I think helps.
Yeah, I love that. Like the perspective shift too. Cause I mean, our mindset plays such a big role in things, how we really look at things, and our mindset shapes how we see everything. So, you know, we could always look at it that, oh, it's the worst that it's going to be, or that, you know, this can be a chance for an opportunity.
Right. Okay. So I think we've talked enough about fall.
This is a lot for people to kind of sit with. And, you know, I hope that this episode is helpful in being able to reflect on what fall means to you. And even it validated some of your emotional experiences as the weather changes, those season changes are really associated with mood too. So if that's your experience, just know you're not alone.
Yeah. And we would love to hear how many people are, or our listeners are like fall people compared to like summer or any other season people.
Yeah.
We like, believe it or not, like Divya and I talk about this all the time, like just the weather in general, and also just like how different perspectives we have on the weather. So I'm sure you also all have those conversations.
Yeah, I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah. All right.
Well, we hope that you have a good rest of your day, and you, if you enjoy pumpkin spice, we'll get a pumpkin spice latte. If you're like Ravisha and hate pumpkin spice, she gets a salted caramel mocha. So do whatever your heart desires, and we will.
Ravisha? I will say, Starbucks took away the salted caramel mocha. Like
they did.
They have like the salted caramel cream cold foam.
Oh, I don't like that one.
But it's like not the same.
Oh, and that's so bad. I'm sorry about that. I didn't know.
I know. Well, yeah. So it's kind of, that's like the only fall drink I like.
What do you get there now?
Well, not a fall drink.
so sad. They just only like, what do they have other than pumpkin? They can't expect everyone likes pumpkin.
You know, they came up with like some new apple crisp.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't know. And, you know, that's like not my alley. So,
yeah.
Get those fall drinks if we're into the fall drinks, but, you know.
But if you're not, no pressure. Be sure to
leave. All right.
See you
all. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of Conversations Brewing. We hope you take some moments to reflect on our episode with some coffee in hand. New episodes of Conversations Brewing come out on Tuesdays.
We'd love to hear from you about what resonated with you and what you want to hear more about. So let us know on Instagram at our account at Conversations Brewing. If this episode was helpful, please leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast and continue to tune in weekly.
We so appreciate your support, and we'll brew some conversations with you next week.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.